Chapter 4 The Roamers. Ancient, Elven, Stalwart, Vulpine, Trapped. Chum dived for cover. A dragon swooped over his head, tail lashing out and striking the rocks, before soaring up into the air again. Bigger than two men, the dragon and another of its brethren chasmed them into a narrow chasm. The dragons, cherry-scaled and barbed tails, hissed and spit blasts of fire at them. Flame tongues, they were called. Chum dashed across another chasm behind another rock. Hoven was there. His arm dangled at his side, and his sleeves were seared to his skin.
"Can you fight?"
Chum said.
Certainly,
Hoven said, wincing.
"I just wish I had my spear with me."
The second flame-tongued dragon whipped overhead, blasting a streak of fire into the stone. It darted into the air. Its serpentine neck twisted around, its eyes were glowing red flares. Tail and wings black, cursed, they struck quick, invading their caps and scattering the horses. The roamers had to run for it. Chum peered over the rocks and up the walls of the chasm. He and Hoven opted to split from the other roamers. He wanted to divide the dragon's forces, but instead, the pair of dragons opted to hunt them down. The flame tongues were crafty, patient, capable of setting the entire chasm on fire if needed. He and his brother had to act quick.
Suggestions?
Hoven said. His elven sword, keen and fanciful, was white-knuckled in his grip.
If we can take one, we might scare the other off.
Above the rim of the chasm, the dragons circled and began spitting flames from their mouths. The small bushels of brush quickly caught fire and began to smoke. Chum squinted his eyes. The big elf handed his brother a spear and said,
"I'll lure one in."
Hoven spun the spear around, lengthening it one, two, three times. He eyed the sky and nodded. Chum crawled up on the rock, blades ready at his sides. Dragon hides were tough, but his elven steel was a match for the smaller flame tongue. He stretched his blades in the air and shouted a challenge in elvish and muttered an incantation. The dragons dove, two red darts streaking towards him. Closing in, flames shot from their mouths. A wash of fire covered Chum from head to toe. The first dragon mouth rushed at him wide open. Chum struck, cutting the dragon's nose with one blade and clipping its wings with the other. The dragon barreled into him, driving him back into the first rocky chasm. The beast skittered over him. Claws tore into his face. Another gashed his thigh. Chum rolled to one knee. The dragon squared off on him, rearing back on its hind legs, towering over him. Its neck coiled back, its lungs filled, and dragon fire whooshed out. Chum hunkered down. The heat was excruciating, suffocating. But nothing burned. His spell held, for now. He rushed in. The first blade skipped off the dragon's dark cherry underbelly. The second lanced into the dragon's shoulder. The dragon snarled, claws flashing. Chum ducked, rolled, struck, dodged, struck. Claws clipped him. Teeth snapped at him. The bigger foe's speed was amazing. Swift, fluid, punishing. Chum parried its claws. The dragon turned its hip and swung its tail around. He jumped. The spiked tail caught his booted heel and flipped him onto his back. The dragon pounced. It pinned his arms to the ground, its claws dug into his flesh.
"Have at it, dragon,"
he said. The dragon's head coiled back. Hoven's spear lanced through its neck. The dragon bounded backward, wriggling its neck. Its claws dug at the shaft. Fire exploded from its mouth, engulfing its head in flame. Hoven locked his good arm under Shum's shoulder and drug him away. The dragon exploded. An ear-shattering roar split the sky, and the second dragon dove at both of them with flames surging from its mouth. A great spear penetrated the dragon's belly. It veered left and crashed into the side of the chasm. Another roamer appeared on the rocks. He bounded through the chasm with the supple ease of a wild animal. Two blades sprung from his hips. The roamer pounced on the back of the flame tongue and put the beast's thrashing to an end. A puff of smoke came from the great lizard's lips, and its bright eyes winked out. The younger roamer cleaned his blades and sheathed them. A warm smile was on his face that went well with the rugged ranger garb he wore. Hoven nodded and said,
Well done indeed,
Shum said, steadying himself.
Liam?
Without a word, the younger roamer nodded. Then his eyes drifted towards the sky. Another flame tongue circled. Blood dripping to the ground, Shum gathered his swords.
Roamer up,
he said. A moment later, the dragon dove. Liam went for the spear in the dragon's belly, but the beast had it wedged in the ground.
On guard, Liam, or take cover.
The dragon's eyes, glowering with hatred, closed in. A great flying hulk slammed into it, driving it into the chasm wall. The two monstrous creatures rolled down the chasm wall and into the gorge. The roamers rushed over. The cherry-scaled dragon locked up with a great winged ape. Massive fists pummeled the dragon. Heavy blow after heavy blow. The dragon reeled, recoiled. The winged ape tore into it with savage power. Dragon claws tore at the hairy beast. Fire scorched its hide. The ape locked its arms around its neck and slammed the dragon's hornless head into the wall full force. Fire spewed from its mouth. The muscular arms of the great ape bulged. The dragon roared one last time before its neck snapped. Shum, Hoven, and Liam kneeled as the great Sansla Liber walked over. He towered over them, a full 8 feet in height. The savageness was gone from his eyes, but not the power.
Arise,
Sansla said, in a distinctively elven voice.
We have much more work to do.